What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Brian and I were up the road up north yesterday where the Commanders lost. Let's be clear. There are no moral victories in pro football. The Commanders lost yesterday.
No moral victories for them. But I think you got to look at the game and look at the mistakes they made, and if they don't make those, how the game could have been a different outcome.
I think
they're a young bunch that has to learn how to consistently play. And I think the Ravens showed that yesterday. I tell you what I saw. John Harbaugh was calling that defense. Wasn't no damn Zach Orr calling that defense yesterday. they felt strongly enough about the Commanders' offense that he was calling plays after play after play.
They brought in Dean Pease this week.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
I think, to me, Washington showed a lot of what we thought, a little bit more of what we thought, and then, unfortunately, what we thought. I think, offensively, they started slow. Yep. That's okay. Baltimore's pretty freaking good. I think what they showed in guts was tremendous to get down two scores twice and never waver and keep fighting back in, keep clawing back in. I talked to a bunch of guys in the locker room afterwards, and what the linemen, and you know how I always want to talk to offensive linemen. I feel like they understand the game plan because they're involved in every aspect.
JP loves the linemen.
Well,
like Marty loves kids.
Trick loves the kids.
Trick, oh boy.
I think Cosme said, you know, we never feel like we're out of it because we've got that guy in the backfield.
Yeah.
And Allegretti said, when we know we have Jaden, we know we're never out of it. Like, the mindset of the team is such that they understand when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels and the accuracy with which he throws the football, you're not out of it. Yeah. And if you look at the yesterday, this is a rookie in his sixth start in the NFL.
He was still 68%, 69% yesterday.
He doesn't turn it over.
Yeah.
Did you watch Sunday Night Football last night? Daniel Jones is in like his sixth year in the NFL, maybe fifth. I don't know. And that interception he had is one of the dumbest decisions. He just chucked it up in the middle of the field. Like, this, of all the things you want to be amazed by with Jaden, the accuracy, the ability with his legs, whatever it is, just his cool and calmness under pressure, the fact that he does not turn the ball over is astonishing and, like, probably not talked about enough.
Yeah. But the thing of it, like, when I look at this game, I think – for me, it's going into the season, I expected this to be that rebuild type thing, build that foundation, move forward. But they've shown already that they're better than just that. But still, that's your ultimate goal, is to come out, like you were saying, if you come out this year knowing you got your quarterback, that's a number one plus. I think we know that we have a guy who's very capable, and we can say, yes, it's our quarterback. You know, injuries and stuff is gonna change anything, but the ultimate thing is we know the guy has it to be able to be the guy you need. But once you start winning, I think everybody loses their mind. They begin to try to move the goalposts in a sense. To me, it's still a year where you are rebuilding, getting this thing where you want it to be. This damn camera goes where it wants to go sometimes. But when you watched the game yesterday, I think, like you said, they showed resilience. They showed that they're not afraid. They showed that this moment is not too big for them. But they also, I think they learned you can't make mistakes against very good teams. Because the mistakes that they made, like, the Ravens gave them opportunities several times, and they didn't capitalize.
They couldn't get much going. And I think, like, when we were leaving last night, you and I talked for a while in the tunnel there, and I think – offensively, Washington had too many three and outs.
Yeah.
And I think defensively, and this is where I think we're all caught up in the record and Jaden right now, but defensively, we knew that the secondary could be an issue, and going into this game, my biggest concern was I don't think they're going to be able to slow down Derrick Henry. Sure enough, they weren't able to slow down Derrick Henry. Late in that game, Henry iced it away, and that's when when we discuss that this is still a long-term rebuild, that's the kind of stuff you're discussing.
Yeah.
Now, Jaden may have hit the accelerator on all of it because he's an absolute baller, but if you look at the late game scenarios when they had to get a stop and they couldn't,
yeah.
and Derrick Henry, they went 9 plays, 57 yards, 6 minutes of game time. After Washington cut it to a score, 6 minutes of game time,
yeah.
and they're able to kick that field goal. I'm still a little surprised Harbaugh didn't go for it. 4th and 2, just run Henry again.
Yeah.
Now, because you make it 2 scores, I understand why he didn't, but
I think the absence,
like, the next step is getting a stop there and getting the ball back.
True. People look at this game, and I think as an offense, they go, well, like we were talking about Brian Robinson. I think Brian Robinson, what you saw with Derrick Henry early yesterday, they were handling him early, but they kept running him. And what happens over time when a guy is that size and a guy that can run like a Brian Robinson, the violence that they run with, as the game goes on, people start second-guessing hitting those guys. And then in the end, they've been hitting you with body blows all game. All of a sudden now, they can hit you right in the head and knock you out. I think that part was missing of Brian Robinson yesterday. Austin Ekeler is very, very capable. McNichols is very capable.
He didn't get the carries I expected.
He didn't. I thought he would, too.
I thought he'd get red zone carries.
But I think those guys are not the battering rams that a Brian Robinson is.
I think not having B-Rob was a significant factor. Washington could not get the run game going.
Yeah.
And if you really want to boil this down to what the Ravens offense did better, it was third downs. Baltimore was 6 of 10 on third down. Washington was 4 of 12. In turn, they dominate time of possession. They possess the football 36 minutes to Washington's 24. And if you look just at the running backs, remove Jaden's carries, right? Because some of those are designed, some of those are scrambles. He wasn't particularly effective on the ground either. Just the backs in this game had 11 carries for 30 yards.
Yeah.
You're probably not winning.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I it's
very much not.
And I think Baltimore had a good game plan in this thing. I think defensively with Zay Flowers just absolutely cooking you.
Yeah.
And Zay Flowers at halftime had 7 for 111.
Yeah, he had a field day. He had a field day yesterday.
And, dude, when I talk about – now, with other teams, anytime you get over 50, you're losing. Anytime you're probably over 40 or 45, you're probably losing. Now, some of this is game flow. But, like, pass attempts matter. How you control an offense, the efficiency of your offense matters. I'm not sure it's a surprise that yesterday – was the most pass attempts that Jaden's had as a pro.
No, it wasn't.
He's at 35.
I mean, they ran the ball.
In their wins, they're at like 27.
A total of less than 20 carries yesterday? Running the ball?
11.
I'm saying
for everybody?
Whole, it's less than 20, right?
It was 20, and I guess Terry had a carry?
Yeah.
Maybe he caught a backwards pass. I don't remember a Terry run play, but I could be wrong.
Pass.
Maybe they ran a little jet, but it was – The official book has Terry listed as 1 carry for 0 yards.
Yeah.
There's flaws here, right? Like, listen, I think you could walk away from that loss encouraged, but recognize that Baltimore was the better team.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean a month from now, 2 months from now, whatever. Like, the universe evolves. Day by day, people make progress or they go backwards. And I think Washington is making progress.
I agree.
When you cannot run the ball and you don't have your best runner, Ekeler is an absolutely dynamic threat. But I do think maybe we saw that Eckler's dynamism. What is the adverb I'm looking for dynamic? His ability to be dynamic on the field might be aided by having Brian Robinson's ability on the field as well.
It's a combination. Like, you put Brian out there, he beats him. They start getting worn, and then Ekeler comes in with his quickness and things of that nature. But I think it threw some of the game planning off with Brian not being in there. I just saw a different flow than I would normally see when B-Rob's in the game.
Agreed. I also think John Allen going down late in that game. They were down 2 D linemen in the second half of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Allen goes down, and I think there's some real concern there with a pec injury when they're immediately able to rule him out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been in enough press boxes, like I've heard this enough times that generally it's like the PA guy makes the announcement, you know, Bill Staley, ankle, questionable to return. Mm-hmm. And then if they're out, it's usually like 15 minutes later, Bill Staley, ankle, out for the game. Mm-hmm. Usually there's like a period where you're getting checked out by trainers or whatever. Mm-hmm. This one was just out. Maybe it's nothing. Who knows?
Yeah, they're going to get the MRI. Certain injuries you don't want to prolong. You don't want to go out there again because that injury can go south real quick. Ankles and things like that, sprained ankles, yeah, guys could probably, you know, get taped a certain way, get some miracle medication, and they can go back out there and run. That pec, if you get an injury to that and you go back out there and that thing goes anymore, you may be out for the rest of the season. So you got to be careful with things like
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah. And we don't know anything until the MRI, so that's fine. Good morning to the folks in the stream. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate Jeff getting the stream up and running after he had verbal altercations with both Junkies producers.
Hey, man.
I do want to open the phones. I want to let everybody react. I think from a straight game flow yesterday, Flowers was killing them early. They were able to generate that turnover. I was happy for Sammerstill.
Mm-hmm. Mikey.
I saw early on in that game, I think eventually you get a little beat up. But B, early on in that game, when the Ravens were clearly trying to attack the edges in the run game, Sammerstill over and over, the willingness to be hyper-competitive as a run attacker. Like, so people understand, when the Ravens are running that toss sweep, that like power sweep out to the edges, and you're the corner, you're basically a bat. Like, your job is to be cannon fodder. Yeah. Like, your job is to run up and take on the lead blocker.
Yeah.
And Sammerstill's what? 5'10", 175?
Mike is about 190.
Yeah, he's thick. You're right. But, I mean, when he's taking on a pulling guard or a tackle or
well,
I mean,
he's undersized for that.
Right. But a lot of life, like a lot of things are about a willingness. And I think he shows, dude, they list him at 5'10", 180.
All right.
Okay. Derrick Henry's what, 6'5", 250?
Yeah, too big.
But
big to be a damn running back.
When he's able to come up and fill that, go low, man. And even
you can't go low no more. You can't go low on the offensive lineman. You go low on the running back, but the offensive lineman, when not corners will come in and submarine, right. You can hit him up this area. So I think what you do, you go full speed and hit him right on his upper thigh.
Yeah, and then what Sammerstill did is if he would be, say the tight end would have him engaged, he would kind of give his body up in a manner that just blows the play up.
Yeah.
If you can get down and impede their momentum, and then you've got this clump of humanity there, then the guard can't get past it. I was really impressed with Mikey in that game. And when you look at this rookie class, Brady Coleman didn't have his best day yesterday. But there's a willingness and an eagerness. And then when I was in the locker room after the game and you listen to what these guys said and are saying, it was the exact right tone after that loss. There have been times where people have been okay with losses because it's like, oh man, we weren't going to win here.
Yeah, I think,
wasn't the case.
I think the tone I take from it is they didn't leave feeling like we were destroyed. They left feeling like we were in this thing. We can't make those mistakes. And I think that's exactly what it was. If anybody want to make it any different, then you're crazy. That wasn't a game where you looked at it and went like, oh yeah, they were out-manhandled. No, out-manned. No, they weren't. But you can't make mistakes in situations like that because this game, like we always say, it's four or five plays that you make or you don't make, and that decides the game. And when you get an interception down to the red zone and you leave with three instead of seven, that's a loss in a sense. You know what I mean? And then when you get the ball down there again and you get the ball very near the goal line, you got to go for a seven again. I mean, for 3 points again, that's not successful. You got to get that in the end zone.
Especially when you know the other guys are probably going to get in the end zone. yeah, I mean, if you look at just the drive chart, to open with a field goal after the pick, like you mentioned, B, is tough. Really heads up play by Sammer still, just to balls up in the air, get it, bring it home. Mm-hmm. They go 7 plays, 25 yards, all they can muster, only 1 first down, and they have to kick instead of scoring. Imagine if they jump out to a 7-0 lead. How different
it changed things a little bit.
Because that they didn't hold the lead. I don't believe they held the lead again. So then they had to punt on their next 2 possessions. Baltimore's able to tie it with a field goal. And then one thing I've been really impressed by, and I continue to like how they're operating, just the aggressiveness at the end of the first half. Every time.
Oh, yeah. They go for it. They don't just sit back.
They were calling timeouts while the Ravens had the ball on offense to try to conserve time. And when you've got a weapon like Jaden, a guy that can really run a 2-minute hurry up. They kind of run a 2-minute hurry up regularly.
Yeah.
It's not hurry up. It's not no huddle.
They don't huddle.
It's not no huddle, but it's – there's tempo for
it's
sure.
Tempo, they stay at the line, and that makes people have to be cognizant of it.
So people understand, I get that this is a frustrating point. The rule in the NFL is if you sub, no matter how fast you're going offensively, if you sub, you then have to allow the defense to sub. And that's fair. It's the rule. It's been the rule a long time. And I know that sometimes watching, it seems like the offense is being held up by the referees. It's because they subbed. If you keep the same personnel out there, they can't make a change. I think there's a lot for us to discuss today. We're going to have Danny Cannell join us at 1 o'clock, which will be really, really good to hear Danny talk Jaden Daniels and his development. I was also really impressed by the way Lamar Jackson spoke of Jaden Daniels yesterday. In short, Commanders lose yesterday. There's no moral victories. But if you look at the standings today in the NFC East, Washington's 4-2, the Eagles are 3-2, Cowboys are 3-3, and just got absolutely waxed.
They got destroyed.
The Giants are 2-4.
I love that so much.
B, they got destroyed. You know whose birthday it was?
Who?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, I saw they kept showing him. I look, everybody I knew, I was texting them, Cowboy fans. I was like, oh, man, sorry. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, we lost, but y'all getting destroyed.
Just boat raced. That may be venturing into a too broken to fix. Too big to fail. They're failing. Dak doesn't look right. They have no physicality at the line of scrimmage. We may not have to worry about the Cowpokes. That ship might be a sailing.